The land dispute dates back to 1788, when the Oneida claimed the state of New York illegally took possession of more than 100,000 acres of tribal land. The case has made its way through the courts for the last couple centuries. This week, New York Governor George Pataki announced a settlement. The Oneida will get 1,000 acres in the Catskills, about an hour and a half drive from the nation's most populous city. Bill Galnick is the general manager of the Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin. He calls the deal momentous.
This is land that we see as largely ceremonial, lands that we will use to be able to have our people go back and participate in activities there. There will be within the entire claim area the ability to hunt, fish, and gather.
Galnick says Oneida people lived in the area for more than 11,000 years before Europeans came to North America. The damages portion of the settlement allows the Oneida to open a casino, one of five proposed in the Catskills. Galnick says New York is facing a multi-billion dollar deficit, so expanding gaming was more attractive to the state than a multi-million dollar damage payment.
And the state recognized that it needed to do a number of things to bolster its economy in the northwestern part of the state and in the Catskills region, both of which were significantly depressed.
The Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans also has the right to build a casino on a 330-acre plot of land in New York. Before being finalized, the two agreements must be approved by tribal members, the New York legislature, and Congress. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.